This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Senate is back today and the House tomorrow after a two-week break. And as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, their to-do list has grown.
Democrats will try to force a vote on a War Powers Resolution as the Senate continues to debate the Save America Act. Meanwhile, the House still has not passed a deal to fund most of DHS. Instead, the chamber is expected to field a number of expulsion and censure resolutions, including one from Republican Lauren Boebert against Democrat Eric Swalwell. Republican Gabe Evans's FIRE Act is also expected to be debated on the floor this week. It would modify the exceptional event rule of the Clean Air Act. It passed out of committee along party lines. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The U.S. Air Force Academy has named its new Commandant of Cadets. Colonel Brandon Taez will take over for retiring Brigadier General Gavin Marks next month. Taez is a command pilot and has been deployed multiple times around the world. He currently works at the Pentagon. The 41st Space Symposium starts today in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
The five-day event brings together policymakers, space and military experts, and companies that work in the space and military sector. According to organizers, the event is expected to have 14,000 attendees, with folks coming from 20 different countries. This year is likely to highlight the Artemis II mission, which has roots and major components built in Colorado, as well as conversations on how the space industry plans to sustain growth and innovation. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Along the Central Front Range today, high temperatures are in the low 70s.